You're tuned into our 92.1 KMZA Locker Room Chats here on the MSU Sports Radio Network on a Wednesday for our week number 10 Locker Room Chats. Join now the Onega Locker Room Chats. You're brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, Community Healthcare System, and Onega Pharmacy. Starting off here with our girls' head coach for Onega, Adam Kufall. And coach, it's been a pair of games since the last time we spoke. A victory over Washington County last Friday, 41-29. That featured a career high for Lord Martin with 18 points. And then also a loss against Northern West earlier this week on Tuesday. But coach, tell me about these last two games for you and your team.
Friday we took on Washington County. We beat them in TBL by 22 or something like that, I think. But we kind of talked last week in the coaches' show that we knew that they were going to have a plan for us, and they were going to come out and give us everything they had. I think it was maybe their winter royalty night, so there was a lot of people there, and the atmosphere was good for them, and we came out pretty sluggish. We couldn't put the ball in the basket and made some silly mistakes there in the first half, and actually went in down by 5 at halftime, 16-11. Then we came out in the second half and outscored them 21-4 in the third quarter and outscored them again in the fourth quarter. So we ended up winning by 15 or so, something like that. But it was not a real fun game to watch for the first half, but really proud of the girls that they didn't give in and just, you know, kind of pack it in the second half. They came out and fought and really played well and started playing some really good basketball. So, yeah, Lauren finished with a career high, 18 that night. She also came down with, I believe, 8 rebounds, 7 block shots in the game. She's been really doing really well the last 4 or 5 games of the year. She's been good all season, but these last few games she's been pretty dominant for us, and that's been a huge deal. She had 9 blocks against Oskaloosa and came down with another, I think she had almost a double-double against Cornerstone before that. So she's been playing great. And then last night we took on Donovan West, and their senior night, and they came out guns a-blazing. They could not miss in the first quarter, and we really didn't make a lot of silly mistakes. We made a few, but took really good shots. We just couldn't get things to fall, and they came out, and they were on fire, and they're a really well-coached basketball team. They're smart, and they took good shots as well, and theirs went in, and ours didn't. And they were up by about 18 at the end of the first quarter. And again, the second quarter didn't go much better, but then our girls kind of fought back at the end of the first half, and we were able to cut the lead right before halftime. Did not have a great third quarter. Things got pretty out of hand. We went to the fourth quarter with a running clock. I think they're up by 31 or 33 going to the fourth, but again, proud of our girls. They fought back in the fourth, and D West didn't take their starters out. I mean, their varsity was playing until the game was over, and we actually cut the lead with a running clock from 31 or 33 down to 14 with 3 minutes to go. And it was just really good defense and still taking smart shots. They just started to fall and couldn't quite pull off what would have been a pretty wild upset. But again, just goes back to what we've been preaching all year, which is when we play smart basketball, we can beat anybody. But we just got to figure out a way to do that for 4 quarters. So,
well, upcoming, you finish out the regular season on Friday against Valley Heights. That'll propel you into sub-state play next Tuesday on the road against Clifton Clyde. So, home contest of the season here on Friday against Valley Heights. What are some keys to this matchup, and what are you looking forward to heading into sub-state next Tuesday against that Clifton Clyde team?
Yeah, we're just looking to finish out this thing strong. And like I said, our girls, when they're playing smart basketball, they can beat anybody in the state. And I firmly believe that. And we've seen that's not just coach talk. I really do believe that you've seen that if you watch our team play, that different times this year, we're playing as good as anybody. We just have not been able to do that for 4 quarters against that high-level competition. And so, you know, if we can do that, we can beat anybody. And that's going to be the key to these next couple games. Valley Heights Friday. It's our senior night. So, hopefully we come ready to play and we can do that for 4 quarters. And then you got Clifton Clyde, who we played with for about 2.5 quarters a couple weeks ago. And then they pulled away at the end. So, you know, 2 really good teams and really good players. I don't know, you know, I'm not going to get into the debate of who the best players in our league and the state are, but I think you'd be hard pressed to find 2 girls that are more valuable to their team than Smith at Valley Heights and Wirtz at Clifton Clyde. I mean, they are both really good basketball players. And if you were giving out an MVP award, I think those two would be pretty high up the list. So we've got to find ways to you know, limit them as much as possible and, you know, just play our basketball and play smart basketball and we'll be just fine. But, that's hopefully what we'll be able to do over the next two games and, maybe pull off some wins people don't expect us to get and see what happens here down the stretch. So,
well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always, and thank you for joining us for week number 10 of our Locker Room Chat.
All right, thanks for having me.
That was Head Coach Adam Kufall with the Onega Lady Buffaloes. This Locker Room Chat, again, has been provided by Blue Vi Technologies, Community Healthcare System, and Onega Pharmacy. We'll finish out our Locker Room Chats here on a Wednesday upcoming with Jason Kleekamp with the boys. But, again, as a reminder, Onega here upcoming. Onega to finish out the season on Friday against Valley Heights, and next Tuesday they'll take on Clifton Clyde in the first round of Substate.